We're going live. Okay. Three.
Two.
Two.
Hang on. Oh, this is not going to be. This is not going to be flattering for
yes.
me.
Yes.
Here we go. Oh, why did I wear yellow?
Welcome to the Daily Talk Show.
Oh.
This is a bit more snug than our usual studio where we do this show from.
This is perfect. We need to make sure that we're live. This is the dream, wasn't it, Tommy?
This is. So, just a little info. We're right now at Krispy Kreme Donuts in Narre Warren.
Uh-huh.
Is it Narre Warren?
Narre Warren, correct. This, I was here. We've got cars going past. Look at us. There we are, live right now. Let's make sure the audio is working.
It is, man. That's really going to confuse
people.
That's
going to confuse the fuck out of people. All right, I'm sharing this across right now. Are you going to share it to all of your friends
too? Yeah, I will.
All right.
So we're celebrating episode 40 of the podcast that Josh and I do. So if you are watching, you might not have any clue that we even have a podcast. But if you're listening, you probably listen to our podcast. Or you're a new listener. That was.
I think this is going to be the opportunity for us. Do you reckon should I step out a little bit? Is this?
This is 2 6-foot-2 blokes
just
in the boot of a car.
Just hanging out.
Just hanging.
So the reason, why are we here?
Well, we...
You don't know either, do you?
No. We wanted to, like, put a goal in place of getting to, like, a milestone. So, this is the first real milestone as far as... is it?
Yeah, I think that... So, for us, it was like we have been doing this every single weekday.
Yeah.
For the last, month and a half or so. And... we were talking about how when I was a kid, I lined up at this very Krispy Kreme that we're at.
So did I. I got in my VL Commodore and we got a bunch of boys together to go cruising.
Just the lads.
The lads. So that we had about 3 cars and we rocked up maybe like 10 o'clock because this is 24 hours, this joint.
Yeah.
So we rocked up and the line... was fucked.
Can you come out? Come out a little bit. Yeah, this is nice.
It was 2.5 hours that we had to wait, like, and so we were driving the car like a meter and then stopping for 15, 20 minutes.
Yep.
Driving the car a meter. I'm trying to get
You're
away.
Worried about the wind.
I'm worried about
Bree,
the wind.
Can you let us know? Is the wind? Are we picking up the wind? We've actually got Amy and Bree. Hey, let's on out. We'll get them to come on out very quickly. So we're starting off slower. We're realizing that there's it's a live stream. We've got Lynn Jansen watching. I can see that.
Hi, Mum.
I know you must be so proud.
Here's the plan.
Yeah.
Let's bring it back to what we're doing here. We're, of course, going to eat a shitload of Krispy Kreme donuts.
Mm. Yeah.
My wife's here. Your girlfriend's here.
Yeah, come in for frame,
come
ladies,
in.
Please. Okay, Bree's coming in too. Maybe Amy goes that side.
Yeah, because that people.
We don't.
Bree was thinking.
So you know who we're associated.
Yeah, there's no partner swapping going on. Here we go, and they're all in black.
Yeah. The security for our OB. All right, so girls, we need you to go in and get us some donuts.
What's Mum saying, by the way? Oops, on TV. Hi, Josh.
There's nothing on TV.
Oh, there's nothing on TV. Perfect.
Ah, so you're watching. But if there was something on TV, would you be watching that or would
she
you...
She would be watching. If there was Married at First Sight on, she'd be watching that right now. So we've just been to Mexican Cantina, one of my favourite restaurants.
I feel like this is just a celebration of nostalgia for Josh. I've just worked it out. We went to a restaurant that he's been going to since he was 7.
Mm. I've brought a prop too that once we've got the Krispy Kremes, we can go through, which may have a little bit of nostalgia, potentially. Thank you for driving all this way. So we're now going to go, Breeza and Amy, can you please go? Just sort of, like, I think what we need, a drink each?
A drink.
Like a shake or a soda?
I want a shake.
Okay.
And then I would like just a bunch of donuts. And Amy, you know my you know what I like.
Oh, that's pressure.
Wait,
you just
have
one plane?
No, at least one plane. Well, if you're getting a dozen.
A dozen or half a dozen. There's only 4 of us. And then Jake.
Yeah, so 12.
Yeah, get a dozen.
Yeah.
Maybe, okay. Should we get mixed?
I reckon I would have got half a dozen as a 18-year-old with my license. I'm an adult now, so I want 12.
Yeah, let's do that.
But do we want half a dozen of glazed, half a dozen of assorted?
That's what we'll do.
Okay.
All right. Here, Amy, I'm going to give you the camera. So can you just film getting this? Can you vlog it?
Is this a full stack purchase?
Yeah, maybe. This can
have
be written off on the company, can't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I'll
Is it recording?
No. Okay, this is isn't this riveting?
All right, so we're just warming up, guys. Now we've got six people watching the live stream.
Thank you.
And we've probably had about 60 people drop off at this point listening to the podcast.
No, yeah, if you're listening as a recorded version, it's probably not as exciting.
No, but it feels good right now. Paint the picture for everyone, Josh.
So we are just after, what is it?
Sorry, hang on. Are you transferring money into different accounts you can get donuts?
No,
It's just great like that. Are you doing it on my personal one?
No, I'm doing it on mine for
you. Okay, great.
All right.
Thanks for the support.
All right, donut time. Can you film?
It's called Krispy Kreme.
Can you film getting the donuts?
Yes.
You guys do a little vlog between you. I'm going to get back in here.
Richard says, Josh, go 2 dozen. That's my dad.
Richard. Solid. Solid.
Naughty boy. Thanks, Breezy.
And if they come out like Lynn used to get the donuts, I'll be very upset.
Yeah, what Tommy's referring to is...
Do you want a shake?
Yes, please. Chocolate, I think.
Okay,
what do you want?
Did you specify a flavour?
I want some weird... not too weird, but just kind of bit kooky.
Bit kooky. They're not going to have almond milk here, are they? I think if you're going with this, you're not going to get almond. But so you went to... So painting the picture.
Yeah.
Where, Narre Warren, just off... We got off at Ernst Wanky Road, but actually this one is the one up.
You're doing a horrible job of painting the picture.
When you found Gate.
You know Kath and Kim?
Yeah.
They used to live in Fountain Gate, right?
They were in Fountain Lakes,
Was that like here?
A parody of Fountain Gate.
Okay, yes. So they were ripping that off. So if you've ever seen if you've ever seen Kath and Kim, that's kind of like what this suburb is.
Yeah.
If you're... Lynn, you know what I'm talking about. So you used to live in a cul-de-sac, didn't you, Lynn?
Did we...
Was it a cul-de-sac or a crescent?
What's a cul-de-sac?
Crescent.
We
live in a crescent.
Court.
A court.
A court.
Okay. Yep, sorry.
We did.
And your dad had a hot rod. That's all I know.
Yeah, he did. And he sold the hot rod so we could get a pool, which is very exciting.
Settle back. Let's get this conversation just really,
really,
really
calm.
Flowing.
Do I look real comfortable?
I feel like this is something kids would do.
This is what I love about it, that we're just having fun.
Yeah.
And that we've got, like, if we were on radio right now, there would be calls from the content director saying, play a fucking song.
Yeah.
And we would never get any opportunities ever again.
Yeah, we're waffling, but let's tell some stories. Let's tell a few stories.
Yeah, I think just really quickly, the thing that I'm noticing around here is just how American it feels with the Krispy Kremes, and there's a TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
And then there's like a TJ Maxx or whatever they call it here in Australia, where you're like, it's just got all of these big sort of big shops now.
So tell me when they've...
Breeza, I gave you my wallet, yeah. Oh. This is a regular thing that happens. Breeza, I literally gave you my wallet.
It's probably inside
your
purse.
No, I'm so sorry.
You made me panic. I thought I dropped it.
The missus is always right, Josh.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, but Bree, to be clear... Oh, Jesus Christ. This OB is going really well. To be clear, Richie's writing something. I feel like I need to do the occasional look over to see what people are writing.
You go and do
so
that.
So how long does this last, Richard says.
Well, Richard...
More than he does. Sorry,
Josh.
First inappropriate joke about my dad.
That was your dad, Richard.
Yeah, Richard Jansen. The master.
Get the hell off the live stream, Richard.
The master.
Trolling us already.
Master of the lights. We've got four people watching. We're going to need to cut this down for the pre-record. For the recorded version. So Fountain Gate, for me, was where I went when I was watching movies, all the movies and stuff, was at Village Cinemas.
Did you have like a curfew when you used to get let out to go to the shopping
literally
centre and get picked up?
Did not need it. Literally, there we go. There's the Narre Warren locals.
We just got trolled.
There was no need for a curfew. My brother Jake Jansen has just arrived. Jake, come on in.
Our first guest. Hey, Jake. Nice to meet you, mate.
You too. Hello. We're live right now. I think it's a bit of a family affair between Richard trolling us on the live stream and Jakey. Richie's saying now we had to pick him up. Oh, yeah, that's true. Dad had to pick me up from the Village Cinemas, obviously.
Oh, fair enough.
But the thing to consider was they never had to do curfews. because I was never cool enough to ever, like, if I ever had a moment of staying up late. He's obviously gone to the Krispy Kreme.
He's gone in to get donuts.
Yeah.
That's well done.
Why else would he? He literally didn't know we were here.
he came for
this his Sunday night snack. Fountain Gate was my local. Knox became a little bit of my local for a bit. Where was your local? What was your local village cinema?
Mate,
or movies?
Oh, Jam Factory.
See, everything
that's
that
like
Tommy's doing
city.
Is a hoity-toity.
But it's not. It's in a good area. It's Chapel Street.
Yeah.
It's in the heart of it. We used to catch the train there. It was perfect.
Yeah. What would you do about, like, the candy bar and stuff like that? Were you a big one on the candy bar?
Back in the day when the candy bar was legit, like, the old school where you could just help yourself.
Yeah.
It's changed at a lot of these places.
Uh-huh.
Because we would fill our bags up and steal shit. No, we used to sneak into movies. And if my mum's watching this, sorry, mum, but we would literally work out how to get past the person at the front.
Yeah.
And then we'd just drop into the cinema, sit at the back, and then we'd exit through the exit door, like the fire
weren't
escape.
Were they alarmed? I was always told they were alarmed.
Nah, they weren't alarmed.
Okay.
But sometimes we even would come through the fire escape into the cinema. And the weird thing was that there would be a cinema full of people and you'd be walking in, out in front of the screen and up into the stalls and then just sitting
down. So you were the kids that would sit in a random seat and then people would have to say, hey, you're in our seat, and you would like shuffle along like fucking idiots.
Yeah, and the noise would be shh, 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 from our parachute pants. Did you ever wear parachute
Never.
Pants?
My outfits as a kid were the like, how would you describe them? I wore USA hoodies.
Oh.
And fuck, there's something about...
You went to JJ's.
Especially when... JJ's was later in my life. But before that, it was Dandenong Market and we would get big Juice hoodies.
Oh.
Do you remember Juice?
And they were probably fake as well.
Yeah, they were fake, obviously.
Yeah.
And then I would have a Juice hoodie or a USA hoodie. I'd have the what were the pin pants called?
The
studded pants.
The Adidas ones.
Studded pants, yeah. Had studded pants that you
the
could rip off.
Girls used to have these pants called Matico pants. I just remember them. They were like, they were almost like what the exercise pants of today.
Yeah.
And it was like a craze. So it was like really, it wasn't like you were dressing up, but it was like still you got away with it.
Were they like puffy?
Nah, they were like skin tight spray on. Maticos. If there's any girls that... At my age, 30 years old, that grew up, teenager wearing those, make sure you comment. That sounds a bit weird. No, it's just weird. I just remember those. Crisscross pants, I've talked about them on this, which is like, I had a pair this colour of your T-shirt, but you'd never wear that coloured pants.
No, never.
And so I wore those. And my brother had a purple pair, and then we had a green pair. They were like cool at that point.
Bree and I were discussing today. I saw this little girl who would have been like 7, and she was dressed like she was like 30, not in like a skanky way or anything like that, but just like so fashionable. And everyone's chatting.
So there's people who have actually come on a cruise to here.
It's a car cruise, isn't it? I think this is something that Richard Jansen would do. But and there's all these sound, like they all have
We are bringing attention to us, right? If you're not watching this live stream, you're listening. We've got like this light setup that we use for professional video shoots,
filming. And we just want to make sure we looked good. No, but going back and closing that loop, kids are so much more fashionable now. Is that just a perception just because we're older now? Or like, I feel like we were so dorky.
Yes, you're very true. Well, I think, like, I don't think my mum was trying to get her kids to dress like her.
Yeah.
Maybe she was. Maybe she was daggy. No, I don't think she was daggy. But my point is, I've bought clothes, or Amy's bought clothes for Bodhi.
To be a mini me.
That are basically my clothes.
Yeah.
Like the shirts at the back that are longer, some drop crutch pants.
And they're handy for nappies.
And he's got little cons. Someone bought him little Adidas, I think.
Do you pay full price for that sort of thing?
Oh, it's not as much as an adult pair, but
you'd
still
hope so.
It's still ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
You just tell that donut theme?
Yeah.
Just tell that story one more time. And
donuts.
I want a Lynn reaction. Does Josh's mum, who's watching
Jansen,
the live
if
feed?
You're in the... No, I was discussing the other day about how upset that I would get. Mum would get us donuts basically every day, and I would be...
Probably wasn't the best thing, Lynn.
No.
To be doing that. No judgment, but I mean, probably a bit of judgment.
A little bit. She was saying that we didn't know any better at the time. I think we did. Didn't we?
I can't answer. Well, I did.
Well, you weren't eating that shit, were you?
Yeah, but
your mum's a yogi, though.
Yeah, so she was knocking around different circles. She's a yogi. Just a quick story. Sorry, finish that, and then I'll tell you a story about what my mum did.
Okay, so, no, I would get so upset when I would come home from school and mum wasn't careful with the plastic bags. Mum said, it's about the icing. Yeah, it is, Mum. The fucking icing would be stuck to the plastic and it'd fuck the donuts. And I'd get so upset about it. And here we go. They smell so good. They're hot.
Oh, my God.
They're hot and they're cold. Yes. They
get this on cam, Amy.
Okay, here we go.
Amy's my wife's here. She's the videographer.
Here we go. Okay,
Josh good. Can film, can he? Do you know how to use a camera, yeah. Josh?
Oh, it smells like America.
Right, here we go.
Oh
wow.
Oh, wait, we need to.
I remember this smell when I came with the boys.
Can we get this in shot?
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Oh.
That looks amazing.
Do you want to know what they are?
So this is a glaze.
Give her a mic and don't answer what she's saying.
Hang on, sorry. Go.
So we got 6 of the original glaze, and then we got 2 Reese's peanut butter cup ones because you both like peanut butter and chocolate. Mm. Cookies and cream, chocolate sprinkles, vanilla slice.
Yeah.
And a caramel dulce leche one.
Josh has already finished the donut.
That's the problem with these fucking things.
And was the icing okay?
They're delicious, but it's like I haven't eaten one.
All right, I'm going to tell the story, and I don't think my mum will like it too much that I'm telling it. But
do you think my laptop's all right? I feel like it's moving.
It's fine.
Go on.
It's fine. It's only a $6,000 laptop. It's not much. Anyway, so when... This is a secondhand story because I wasn't born at the time that this would happen.
Go.
So my mum put on a birthday party for my brother.
Yeah.
This is my eldest brother.
Mm-hmm.
He's 8 years older than me.
Uh-huh.
And so things have changed since my brother was having his first birthday, like the parties that they
were
putting on.
What year would this have been?
Well, he was born in 1981, I think it is.
Sure.
And 1980. So it would have been
84, 85, no.
Maybe 86.
Okay.
So maybe 6. No, a bit older.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know the exact year that it would have been between 5 and 15 years of age.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, let me just finish this story.
They just gave us a fucking free one. Go on.
So my mum made a cake for my brother's birthday party.
What sort of cake?
Carob.
Fuck off. Yeah, see...
It's not even sugar. It's like... You know what carob is?
Yeah.
They give carob to dogs as chocolates. You know, like, you can go to the... You can go...
Bree has bought carob chocolate for us. It's outrageous.
I love you, mate. You really delivered with my birthdays because you...
Did she get over that?
Mate, we had ice cream cakes from Dairy Bell with, like, this like, electric-coloured icing that was, like, goo. Oh, it was the best thing ever.
Amazing.
Anyway,
so Breezer, can you just tell us what happened? Come into frame and tell us what happened. We've got Jake here as well holding the shakes. Thanks, Jake.
All of the donuts that we got. Oh, yes. Okay. So we went in there, we ordered, and they gave us a free donut each. Well, they said, would you like a free sample? And it was a whole donut each. And then I ordered fresh off the...
But why did they get the shake for free?
Oh, no, the shake wasn't free, just the donuts were. We got 2 free, we ate them in there. And then Jake got one too because he came along. Yeah.
Oh, I think they've always done free. I had thought
that... Oh, it's gone. You had glazing on your face.
I had glazing on my face. It wasn't glazing. Yeah.
Do you know that one of them is Reese's peanut butter?
Yeah, I'm excited about the Reese's peanut butter. How are we going percentage on our laptop? 75%. We're all good.
Hang on, I'm just going to talk about this donut that I'm eating. Yeah, this is not a lie. This is not a paid, podcast either for Krispy Kreme.
No, it cost us $50.
How much did we spend on donuts?
How much was it? $45.98. I'm going to get a call from the accountant saying, Krispy Kreme, Josh, are you okay? Are you having a breakdown?
Back at it again, mate.
Back at it again.
back to his old ways. Okay.
If we were a publicly listed company, we'd be on the front page of the Financial Review.
These are really good. So
I got Amy and I specific to
They're I was about to eat that.
No, Breezer.
I'm joking.
No.
Right, then. These are really good. These are really like fresh, light, and full of
sugar.
Isn't
it funny that you would describe... can you hold it for a second, actually? Thank you. As long as you don't mind, you're in frame, which I like. Don't move. But there's sort of... It looks funny.
It looks like there's two of you, Josh.
It does, doesn't it?
It's a shadow.
Which is just the peanut butter. Breeze, there's a peanut butter Reese one.
Yeah, we can't keep bringing people in because the audio is going to be absolutely shit house.
We've already gone downhill with it.
Yeah.
After, I want you to tell me your first memory as a kid, and then after that, Breezer, can you bring out the props that I brought with me? Just after Tommy tells his story.
Have you spent a bunch of time thinking about these answers? Like, do you sit around going, what was my first memory? And then you lock it in? I can't fucking remember.
I can't really remember.
But I do have a friend who told me that he thinks he can remember when he was in the womb.
Is this Campton?
He honestly said that.
Was it Campton?
Yeah.
Campton thinks the government's following him as well. He's a kooky son of a bitch.
Maybe he could. Has anyone ever... Is that a thing?
Mm. Kim, why don't we, as a perspective, because you can't fucking remember your childhood because it's clearly a bit dark. Jake, what was I like as a kid?
Well, to say you were a pain in the ass would be putting it very lightly.
Jake is the older, he's the middle child.
What kind of
middle child, if you haven't guessed based on his attitude?
Thank you. Definitely a pain in the ass. Uh-huh. He just jumped into things, got super fixated on things.
How was he received at school?
This was a difficult one because he seemed to be received relatively well from an outward perspective, but he didn't seem to have many friends. Mm. So, I mean...
I had a lot of acquaintances.
All right, mate. Yeah. Fucking talk. Don't talk popular. With your mouth full.
Yeah.
Was that one of the things you did when you were growing up?
I actually love when I'm watching movies and I hear people eating and talking.
That's fucking disgusting.
There's something real intimate about it.
Lynn, did you not teach your son anything?
She taught me how to eat and talk at the same time.
Far out. So hang on. I want to ask your brother some questions because yours are all swayed because you know the answer asking. Mm-hmm. Was Josh always as like fucking... thinking a million steps ahead?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, he was always far more... I wouldn't even call it mature, because I don't think it was mature. He was just like a 35-year-old film geek's sort of stuck in like a 13-year-old's body.
Yes, I've always called him a big kid. He also could potentially be a robot if we crack his head open.
I was like Manny from Modern Family.
That's accurate. That's very accurate.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Except he's...
not positively, like not in a good way. But...
Except did Lynn look like Manny's mum?
Nah. Although one of Jake's friends thought mum looked hot. And that was a big deal.
Yeah. There was always a kid at school who had a mum that was a MILF.
Yeah. Who was it for your school?
My friend Mark. I'm still mates with him now.
Yeah.
Good one, Mark.
And his mum... was a MILF. Everyone would talk about it and everyone would say to him, your mum's a MILF. I think he fucking hated it. It's because it's not like he gives a shit about what his mum looks like.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he ever went home and sort of like yelled at his mum for being attractive?
Maybe.
Damn it, mum.
Was he a good looking dude?
All my friends want to bang you.
He was like... he was super short. He was super short during school. And then, boom, he's like 6'3". Beast.
Jake, you can have this, by the way. Breezy, can you bring out the props, please? I was okay, but I just feel like I don't need the cows.
I think next time that we have a live
broadcast... We have some structure.
Now, we have less people that are trying to say stuff to us.
Yeah.
Because then it's just like you can't hear the other side of what someone said.
It's okay. It's all right.
There were some good stories there.
Oh, okay, thank you. I've got props.
Okay, Josh has got a case of the nostalgias tonight. He's brought out some... he's got magazines. You said to me earlier, I have a prop that I want to show you.
They're all my Glen
Eagles 2003 yearbook.
I've got all my yearbooks. I was looking at it the other day, and I've actually got the, when I was the SRC president, I can't remember what you say, this is where I probably should have flagged beforehand, but literally I would, I got to do the big, like if you have a look, like for instance, most of the mags like had me, like you look at this, look at this one. Right, there's only four people on the front.
Yeah, you first.
Yeah, me and then just some other peeps. But I was like the main attraction.
You do realise the prop you bought is visual and this is an audio show?
How about
for the most part? I mean, we're doing a live stream.
How
for
about
this
I
one.
Make it? I'll do some audio. I'll read you out what
oh,
I.
Oh, what you wrote in your yearbook.
Yeah, no, so I was a school captain, right? So the funny thing is, literally, like, look at the bottom of what I put under my name on mine, the top one.
Okay, Josh Jansen. Josh put his website, joshjansen.com.
Literally at the bottom, so people could keep in contact. No one else, everyone's
is
like.
Is that you with a, in a dress?
Me, that's me in a wig.
Sorry, on this piece, on this in this magazine,
yeah,
is a photo of Josh wearing a wig and a dress.
Yeah, I dressed up as like a fairy on my last day.
That looks like a troll, dude.
Yeah, yeah, I look like a troll.
Far from it. You could have chosen a bright blonde hair for a fairy. You've
it was
got
the
a,
only wig that we had.
You've got it's like brown, like yuck brown.
So to go on the whole nostalgia thing, let's. Let me read you what I said.
Okay.
I feel like I was so professional. Ready?
How old were you, sorry?
I actually was like 17.
17 yeah, yearbook.
Yearbook. So this is the final year.
All right, great.
2008 brought many memorable moments. It was the year of the Beijing Olympics, the world economic crisis, the year that Britney Spears was submitted into a psychiatric ward and later released the award-winning song Womanizer. And how could we forget the very last year of Umemering Secondary College? As I reflect on my first at my time at Hallam, I remember the friendships that were made, the things I learnt, and the experiences that we all shared. There were highlights in all areas of Hallam. In the field of sports, we saw the establishment of the annual athletics and swimming days, the introduction of houses, and not forgetting the success of all... look how badly this thing's designed. It's so hard to follow. Not forgetting the success of all of our sporting teams. You know who you are. There was a big upgrade on computers and camera equipment in the arts areas, and in return, students produced the highest quality in work. All this was only possible with the support of staff and students. I would like to thank everyone that went beyond their expectations, in particular Matt Pearson. Mr. Pearson, who many of you know as Pearso, is one example of many dedicated staff going beyond their expectations to provide us, students, with the best school experience. Thank you to everyone that contributed to such a fantastic year. Good luck in the future endeavors, and remember, life's a garden. Dig it. Josh Jansen, www.joshjansen.com.
Did you check the inbound traffic after that came out?
No.
Did you hear it spiked a bit?
I'm sure I had a little spike, but I used to promote my website everywhere.
What was on it?
I used to do a blog. I remember every single time I'd start some sort of weight loss program, I do a blog post. I remember being in year 10 and dating someone in year 8, and I was really conscious that it was a bit gross.
Yeah.
And I remember doing a blog post about, like, it was like, it was some justification of, like, maturity and age.
Oh, no. So, yeah, your brother's right. You're an old 35-year-old filmmaker.
Fucking weird unit.
In a 12-year-old's body. I'm surprised at how many people have come into Krispy Kreme, like gone into Krispy Kreme
it
since we've been here.
It's outrageous, isn't
it's
it?
The sun. What is it?
Sunday night. Yeah.
Sunday night, like nearly 9 p.m. What is it? 8:30?
Yeah, it's 9:05.
9:05. And there's shitloads of people
here.
Yeah,
it's so busy. They do, what they do is they do these like car meetups and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what the cool kids did. And that's where I was.
Yeah, like
do you remember all the cruises that came here, like when it just opened?
So I remember there was just down the road near Super Cheap Auto.
Oh yeah.
I because I worked on Rodder's Life, that car show, doing the filming and editing and stuff.
G'day, boys.
And
howdy.
Live feed. You want to come over?
We're
come
doing,
on.
We're doing a live. This is the daily talk show.
Yeah.
How's it going?
What's your name?
Dylan.
Dylan.
How's it going?
You literally, there's more of you than there is audience right now. We have two people watching.
Dylan, what are you doing here?
Midnight what snack. Do you think, man? Midnight snack.
Good to be shit. Clear, it's only 9 o'clock. What is the what's the schedule in regards to Krispy Kreme? How often do you go? What time of day? What's your order?
It's normally at night, and it's always an original glaze. Those are the best. Yeah. All the strawberry ones, actually, they're pretty good.
Cool. All of your eyes look like the original glazed. Are you stoned?
No.
You're not?
I wish. Yeah, I learned how to ride a bike for the first time today.
Fucking good on you.
Fucking scraped my leg and everything.
What, a motorbike or actual push bike?
No, actually push bike. I never learned.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So why
it's
why not?
Pretty late.
Why not? It just wasn't your thing?
Just never did it. More jumping off things.
Yeah. So we're getting a bit nostalgic. I went to school around this area. Where did you guys go to school?
Hampton Park Secondary.
Hampton Park. Fuck right. Shit house. I went to
fucking shit house. Derek says.
No, it's okay. It's all right. Swearing is allowed. Yeah. What was
it? We had a bomb threat in year 7.
Really?
Yeah. That was great.
What happened?
Well, it was raining too. Actually, that was the worst part. There was a suitcase in one of the classrooms, and the teacher walked in. He had no idea where it was from, so they assumed it was a bomb. He evacuated the whole school.
And did like the SWAT team, like the bomb squad,
SWAT dogs and everything.
Did you ever find out who put it in there?
No. It was a prank call as well.
Awesome.
No one knows. Like,
Did you used to do prank calls when you were young?
A while ago.
Well, you weren't riding a bike, so you had a bit of spare time.
Yeah. We did one. We called Nintendo once, and they just told us they don't do that service anymore.
Nah.
So, yeah.
Wait, what service?
They used to do a service where you call them up for help with the actual game, like the Pokemon game, but they don't do it anymore. So
interesting.
It didn't
That's
work.
Amazing. What year did you graduate from school?
Oh, 2015?
2015, yeah.
Yeah,
so how old are you? Like
20.
20.
I look old as fuck. Yeah,
nah.
And so Krispy Kreme, do you actually remember when Krispy Kreme first opened here?
Yes. Oh my god, it was the best day of my life. Those lines. Yeah. You're fucking waiting.
Yeah, so I was actually on the. Let me. Hang on, have I got my phone here? Because there's a photo of me. Let's have a look. Here we go. This was me. Stand by. Sorry for the delay, guys. Great online. Here's a photo of me, guys. In 2000 and what was it? 2006?
I can't remember.
2007? At the front of Krispy Kreme.
What, so you
I
got...
was in line, like this was the day that it was...
Were you first in line or what?
No, I wasn't.
What number were you?
Oh, no, I was like, I had to wait like an hour and a half to get in, but it was the day. So, but the thing is that you guys have stayed strong. So you didn't go the first day, but you were excited about it. And how often do you reckon you've had it since?
Oh, not very often.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's okay. A treat.
So this is a treat for the boys.
So this isn't like an every... like.
Maybe for you, we
come
like every...
Oh,
yeah.
once every 2 weeks. And what are you getting? What donuts are you going to get today?
Just a big box of original glazed donuts.
What, just OG? Like, why just not even chocolate one? Or?
Occasionally I'll grab the odd different flavoured one, but the original glazed are the best ones.
This is competition between you two. What's the most donuts you've eaten? What's your name?
Dean,
how many donuts have you eaten in one sitting?
Four. In one sitting, an entire box. But
so 12?
Yeah, mate.
What have you done?
Oh, at least 24, I'd say.
Piss off.
Because they're so easy. Because the thing is, they just sort of melt in your mouth.
Yeah, they're easy, they're fresh, but it's though. 24, bro.
It was a lot. I remember specifically as a kid, I remember when I first got them and I put them in the fridge. I would just eat them and eat them and eat them. Yeah. But so has the menu changed at all? Have they introduced anything else since it all started?
I think they introduce more new flavours every now and again. They're always displayed for different events, Christmas, Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're always interesting.
All right, we've bored the hell out of you. Thanks for being on the show. Can you just say into the microphone...
We give you permission to use your our audio.
Yeah, you can use our audio and shit.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Enjoy your glaze.
See, Josh, I'm always looking out for the. Thanks, mate. Thank you. Looking out for the legalities of the show.
You've got it. I've actually got Bree behind with an iPad getting a
That was spontaneous. I think that's
bit of spontaneity.
We don't even know how long we've been going for.
No, we've been going for 34 minutes.
I reckon. Have you got my camera?
I don't know. What else should I? So this is the first.
Here's what you shouldn't do. More nostalgic stories.
Okay. No, I won't. The outside. Should I have this one? Is that too full on?
Oh, hang on, Jake. I need Jake. Jake, this is one question I have for for Josh's brother. Can
he's
you come out here?
He's coming up.
He's in the car. That's in front of us. Jake, and give him your microphone. And don't you talk.
Okay.
Jake.
Yes.
Was Josh nostalgic as a kid? Or is that an adult thing? Because you know now he like fucking constantly talking about his childhood and what happened.
Yeah.
Or like was he talking about what happened in year 7 when he was in year 12 or when he was in year 7 talking about what happened in prep?
Yeah, I think so because he'd been doing his video stuff forever. I remember distinctly doing you would have been like, what, 11 or 12 when we were doing the Home and Away stuff?
Mm.
We're doing like parody Home and Away sort of
parody the panel
all that and we'd always touch on that and that sort of thing. Yeah. The sense of nostalgia was there for sure.
Alright, you're talking with your mouth full. Let's wrap this up.
We've
been going for like over 30 minutes.
Do you know how long this show is to set up? We're going to keep talking. We'll treat this one as a longer one. If you haven't gone this far, who cares? Thank you, Jake.
Jake.
No, if we're deconstructing it, it's a pretty fucking... I'm so proud of us.
Thanks, mate. You're going to fucking cry.
No, I'll say that I'm proud that we've been able to... Like, even though this is shit, it's like not that fucking interesting, what we're saying. The fact that we've like... Saying that you're going to do something and just doing it, even though we're fucking disorganized and it's not exactly what we want, or like this is the next step. This is our first outside broadcast.
So I made a video, I put it out yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was called, what was it called? Embarrassing footage from my first camera.
Uh-huh.
It's probably not as embarrassing as the footage you would have from your first camera because you got your first camera when you were like 8.
Yeah. I was like 11, but I had some pretty, like that Sovereign Hill stuff that you saw of me interviewing people. Remember?
Oh, yeah. My point is that I made that video and it was all about like how embarrassed I was watching back this footage of me walking around Barcelona in 2011 pretending to be a TV presenter because I really wanted to be a presenter. And I was like, in my head, I was like, that is the worst. It's so cringeworthy. I was so shit. And the funny
thing
is,
did you think that at the time?
100%. I thought it was the worst. I can't even remember. I remember like doing it and just thinking, I'm fucking so shit at this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so shit at this. And anyway, I put it out yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And it's so funny what you think you are and like how you think you are in comparison to how other people see you. Because people were like, that wasn't actually that all embarrassing. Mm. That was fine. But in my head, the lizard brain's just going, you're shit at this. But then I've realized that it's like every time I've become better at something, I'm always looking back thinking I was shit at it.
Yeah.
And so in 10 years' time, no doubt I'll be looking back going, look how embarrassing that was.
Yeah.
The audio is shit because some bogan was riding past on a motorbike and we were idiots eating donuts. So it's like always when you're reflective on something... You're probably a psycho if you're looking back going, I'm a fucking weapon.
Yeah.
I'm the best.
I think it's fine to look back at shit and just... I mean, you know I love looking back at shit. But it's... it's that thing of doing stuff is always better than not doing stuff. And you could over-engineer it. Like, I spent... You know, we decided that we're going to do this Krispy Kreme episode. And I literally, like, went online and thought of about $1,500 worth of shit that I could have bought just to bring up the prod value. I'm like, mate, okay, we need to get out. Like, the camera's set up. I want to, like, record it with this different sort of audio. It looks awkward how we have the microphone, so we need to change up our microphones. And I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. And it's like, and it looks all right. It's fine.
It looks fine.
It's not okay.
It's you're not as shit as you think you are.
Yeah, well, I think
that's advice for myself.
Yeah, I think that, and that's the case for so many people. I think, funnily enough, a friend of mine was catching up with someone the other day, and this person, my friend, is very successful, and they were saying how they caught up with someone who said, "Oh, I feel like I had imposter syndrome and all that sort of thing." And they were thinking, yeah, like, you should have. Because there's some people who, like, there's going to be points in your life which you are stretched, right? When you start a job somewhere, you're probably, like, not ready to be in that position.
Yeah.
And then what happens is over 3 years, you then get to a point where you've improved, and then you move on, and then someone else is in that position, right? Man, that food's making me burp. I think it was a Mexican cantina.
Mate, we just smashed 1,000 calories each.
Is that all? That was good. No, yeah, it was probably that.
That's
wasn't
fucked.
It?
Anyway,
no, come on. We need to let's think about some. Let's calm our farms. I feel like from an outside broadcast, I've been very excited.
Mate, we've had everything. We've had guests. Then let's just reflect on. I know you fucking love reflecting.
Yeah.
The 40 episodes that we've done.
Yeah.
Of this podcast, the Daily Talk Show. If you're watching now, or you're listening for the first time,
that's actually
subscribe.
A very good a good idea.
No, we're closing with that.
We've had podcasts where we've called each other afterwards and being like, nah, don't fucking put that one up. That was shit.
But we have put it up.
Yeah, and then we've spoken to each other. It's like, you know, this is part of the process. Who gives a fuck? Like, as long as there's definitely going to be episodes where we'll say something. And, like, for me, it's about being as honest as possible. And at the same time,
Lynn, do you know about the squidgy story?
I don't think Mum does know the squidgy story.
Ask Josh. Pull him aside next time he comes over for family dinner. Say, Josh, tell me about the squidgy story. We'll move on from there. But no, it's rapid learning. When you do something like a podcast 5 days a week,
yeah,
it's like you learn very quick or you fail very hard.
And it has been...
And all of it.
For both of us... There's been moments over 40 episodes, so 40 days we've done this, and there have been multiple times where we've been both flat out, you've got to be picking up Bodie, you're doing work, I'm doing work, whatever it is, and it's the last fucking thing that we have time for. And so I think that it's been great to be able to, we've made it a non-negotiable. When I was up in Sydney, we managed to fucking get you up in Sydney and record an episode, a few episodes.
What's crazy is, like, you can have a conversation. Maybe guys don't do this as much. I know girls love to talk to each other about stuff. But fuck, man, like, there was some episodes that we did it and I was exhausted after. Like, emotionally exhausted from having to pull on memories for stories or, like, talk about how I felt or, like... about my friends committing suicide and shit like that. Like, it fucking drains you.
Yeah.
And I think you just glide along in life, not thinking and not bringing up those stories constantly.
Do you
and
think
it's a weird thing? It's a weird thing doing it.
Is it a positive thing, do you think?
It is pretty cathartic. Like, you get a lot more clear, I think, in your thoughts because you're having to think about everything so much, right? So I feel like my mind is clearer from getting it out, getting these words out, even if it is just you and I having these conversations. But you have to think about communicating to each other, so it's like,
communication, I think, is like the most complex thing, and it's something that isn't going away. And it's for everything from our clients to us as friends to our relationships. It's
to Derek, who hasn't ridden a bike before, that was here before.
Was it Dylan? No.
I called him Derek.
Maybe it was Derek.
No, maybe it was Dylan.
Yeah, no, you had a better...
Well, it was either Dylan or Derek. Yeah. Shit. Either way, crazy he hasn't written a book.
Yeah, he hasn't.
But no, you're right. Communication.
Actually, before we do go, I do want to bring up
one thing. Don't want to fucking go. We're not wrapping it up.
Okay, good.
I'm loving this.
I'm glad. Because I want to know what I should do. Bree and I have our trip.
Yeah.
We're going away. And Bree wants to fucking hold on to everything and put it in storage.
Well,
And I want to sell everything.
Okay, all I heard before was my wife saying,
We've got Breeze.
What did you get, guys?
Just the original.
Mate, they look amazing. Oh, look, I'll have one.
All right.
Thank you.
If someone offers a donut, don't knock it back.
It's the Daily Talk Show.
Oh, yeah.
.com. TheDailyTalkShow.com. Oh, you found it?
Yeah, we just
found it. Awesome.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Oh, hang on.
Awesome.
Was it Dylan or Derek?
Wait, was Dylan. It Dylan?
It's
a fucking Shit. Told ya.
I said Derek. Sorry, dude.
Oh, there you go.
That was a burn. Did I say Derek?
Yeah, I can't remember. I think you Fuck. Said Dylan.
I'm
was
high
saying
on
your
sugar.
Name, right? Yeah.
I'm high.
Oh, sorry. Thanks, guys. Awesome. Have a good one.
See you, boys.
Catch ya. Bye.
Ride safely. Too soon? When he's just learned?
He's still learning his bike.
He's still learning.
What a legend. You know what? Just quickly.
Legend.
Something that I never really... Like, the four guys getting in the car.
What don't you
getting
understand?
Getting Krispy Kremes. No, I think it's just awesome. Like, I didn't really have that. Never had, like, dude friends like that.
But that because was your... you were walking around the schoolyard with the teacher. Mm. And you're lucky that the teacher didn't take advantage of you.
No, that was lovely. Were you clear? The teachers were always so nice and supportive. But...
No, no, I just, well, I reflective never, again. Reflective. Let's go reflective.
And I never had, you know, I never had the guy groups. Group. I did it once. I did the poker night.
Yeah, but
once.
Dude, you stay home with your girlfriend and watch Queer Eye, and you're really excited about
That's
it.
A great show.
And there's nothing wrong with Queer Eye, the show. But as you've said, I'm your most femme friend, right?
I am your most femme friend, aren't I?
You are. But you've got a lot to say, and we have a good conversation. That's why we started this podcast.
So we have 60 more episodes until I go away. So we've still got heaps to go, and then we've got to 100, work out
100 episodes.
Yeah, we're going to hit 100 episodes before I go on my big trip.
That's a good milestone.
And so we're very pumped about that. Anything else you want to say in this 40? As we hit episode 40 of the Daily Talk Show in Narre Warren at the Krispy Kreme.
I know what I want to talk about tomorrow on the show.
Yeah.
And I'll talk about...
That'll be Tuesday. This is coming out Monday.
Yeah. But it's about not taking shit so seriously. That's what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
And this is part of it. Like, having fun. We're having... This is stupid, right?
Yeah. People were going to say, like, that was so... Oh, we watched that. That was so boring. You guys just lost your groove. And yeah, we did. But it's like, the thing is that when you internal... Like, when you actually say it, then it's like, well, yeah... It is. It's like, I used to defend myself. I'd be like, oh, no, like we... I'm like, nah, it's like, this is like real boring for most people.
Well, that's the thing. Like, not taking it so seriously and just having fun with it.
Yeah.
I remember like when I was getting in my head about doing like interviews on a red carpet. And it was like, I'd do my head in. I'd be like, oh, fucking, oh, get so wound up. And I was like... I'm going to throw that out and just have fun and forget about if I had a bunch of questions to ask or if I was thinking it was going to be shit. I just had fun with it and it always wins.
Yeah.
Like, if you can just throw it out and have fun. I'm not talking about like serious shit if you're in a legal situation. It's probably not the best time. But just when you are thinking, when you're overthinking something, it's like, fuck it, have fun.
Yeah, I reckon that's a good one. Yeah, it's definitely...
That's the tagline of this show.
The Daily Talk Show.
Fuck it.
Have fun. No, I agree. I think it's... you can get so riled up about things. And it's not until like people's health fucks up around you or things like that that you realise it's like, oh, actually, we're just skin and bone. We're all going to fucking die.
Yeah.
And might as well have a laugh.
And a donut.
Or
fuck
six.
Fuck it, have fun.
Have fun. Everyone, it's the Daily Talk Show.
Hang on, where is my camera?
If you've watched this far and listened this far, thank you. You can subscribe to us. We're at thedailytalkshow.com. And you can even review us on iTunes through the podcast app on the iPhone. It's all at the Daily Talk Show. And we've even got this Facebook page I literally just set up.
Oh yeah,
this.
Like that. But, subscribe.
But we couldn't get, for some fucking reason, couldn't get / The Daily Talk Show. So it's The Daily Talk Show podcast, which we'll have to do.
Well, that's what it is.
The other things that I would just like to say is that I've created a group for listeners
who love the
show, which is The Daily Talk Show Street Team. Good timing for leaving. And you can send us an email too at hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to episode 40. I'm Josh.
All right, guys.
This is Tommy. From Narre Warren. I'm gonna.
If you're in the
here.
Area, we've got donuts. Come get them because we're not gonna finish them. All right, guys.
Trevor, sorry if you've just started watching. You really didn't miss much, but
and you'll be able to watch it back soon. Yeah. Longy, is that what they call him? Longy,
yeah, buddy Longy.
T Dog.
He's got big news coming up. We'll have to hear about that soon. Bye, everyone.
See you guys.